KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 36 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. We look for partly cloudy skies today and a high of 67. News is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Two rural Messina residents were injured during a two-vehicle collision Thursday evening between a Chevy Blazer and a Chevy Suburban southwest of Messina. According to dispatch reports, the accident happened near the intersection of 710th and Wichita Road in Cass County. One of the vehicles ended up in the ditch, the other remained on the roadway. The accident happened around 5:15 p.m. Two victims in the Suburban were transported to the Cass County Hospital. Their injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. One of the drivers was identified as 18-year-old Courtney Reed of Griswold. The driver of the other vehicle was said to be 53-year-old Dan Ankenbauer of Messina. Ankenbauer and his 54-year-old wife, Kathy, were transported to the hospital. News time is 7:07.
Let me guess. The flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications, too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A Red Oak teen was arrested last night on a possession of marijuana and OWI drugged first offense charge following a traffic stop in Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said 17-year-old Cole Ryan Kier was taken into custody at around 11:50 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail for processing before being released to one of his parents. And police in Red Oak say 28-year-old Ryan Dean Adams of Red Oak was arrested today at around 2:40 a.m. in Red Oak on a charge of public intoxication. Adams was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. An anonymous tip led to the arrest of three persons in connection with burglaries that occurred at the fairgrounds and other criminal mischief in Harlan. 18-year-old Frank Bates of Harlan was charged with three counts of burglary in the third degree, two counts of criminal mischief, theft in the fifth, and operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. 18-year-old Matthew Shearing of Harlan was charged with burglary in the third and criminal mischief. And a 17-year-old juvenile was charged with aiding and abetting operation of a vehicle without the owner's consent and aiding and abetting a burglary. Bates and Shearing were taken to the Shelby County Jail, and the juvenile was released to their father. A fourth person was being investigated in the case. On Tuesday, 64-year-old David Peters of Harlan was arrested for public intoxication when Harlan police responded to a report of an unconscious person lying in the grass in front of a residence in the 1000 block of Park Street. And the HPD reports on March the 30th, Bomgar Supply Incorporated called police to report the theft of money by an employee. Authorities reported that 32-year-old Chelly Hulsebus of Council Bluffs was charged with third-degree theft. The Lenox Police Department said Thursday 23-year-old Eric Almanza of Lenox was arrested Wednesday night on a warrant out of Union County for felony sexual abuse in the third degree. According to online court records, the offense allegedly occurred on January 30th. Almanza was transferred to the custody of a Union County deputy. His bond was set at $10,000. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a Corning woman was arrested Wednesday night at around 10:30 on a charge of public intoxication. Laura Michelle Vaughn was being held Thursday morning in the Adams County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Cass County Health System says they'll be hosting a Spring Into Action Diabetes Health Fair, a free community event on April 17th from 4 until 6 p.m. at the CCMH Atrium. The event is open to anyone interested in learning more about diabetes and ways to stay healthy with diabetes. There will be vendors with diabetic products and product samples, interactive education areas, and cooking and exercise demonstrations. Emily Kringle, a registered dietitian at CCMH, will present health cooking demonstrations at 4:30 p.m. on the 17th and at 5:30 p.m. The interactive exercise program will begin at 5 o'clock, and Dr. Vanessa Cook will present how to make the most of your doctor's visit at 6 p.m. on that date. And businesses in Cass County checking their mailboxes over the next few days may find a letter about becoming a Relay for Life event corporate sponsor. Relay for Life is a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society, and prior to the event, community volunteers form teams. The teams plan community activities to help raise donations for the ACS. And then during the night of the event, members of the teams walk around the Atlantic High School track. And this year's event will take place on June 22nd. Now, letters have been mailed out for anyone, corporate sponsors, and anyone who has not received a letter or who wants more information can call Linda Knopp or Debbie Pellet at 712-243-3195. Relay for Life Chairman Carol Schuler said during last year's event, approximately $25,000 was donated by sponsors of the event. An official kickoff for the event will be the captain's meeting, and that's set for April the 9th, which is Monday. The captain's meeting is for individuals interested in being captains of Relay for Life teams and will be held at the Cass County Home Care on April 9th at 5:30 p.m. There you'll find information on important dates, team campsites, photos, and fundraising ideas. Individuals will also be able to pick up team packets during that meeting. The cost to register a team is $50 if registered by May the 1st and $75 after May the 1st. If you can't attend the captain's meeting, you can pick up your packet at the Atlantic Medical Center appointment desk after April 10th. News time is 7:13.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Robert Bob Volk, age 84, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Bob Volk will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James John Johnson, age 78, of Brayton, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for James Johnson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Wilma Rubel, age 94, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Wilma Rubel will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Leona Wyatt Heilig, age 79, of Avoca, died Monday. Services for Leona Wyatt Heilig will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dennis Rote, age 61, of Dexter, died Sunday. A memorial celebration for Dennis Rote will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Eleanor Yeager, age 97, of Coon Rapids, died Tuesday. Services for Eleanor Yeager will be held April 21st at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Our news brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.